Is it true that you did wear women's clothes and shave your eyebrows?
Yeah, the women were in them at the time.
Yes.
If I'm going to wear a woman's pants, she better be in them.
I see.
Good.
Write that down. It's a, that's a title for a song.
It's another title.
A woman's dress. I'm in a woman's dress.
All right, Kiss Army, welcome to Strange Ways Podcast. I'm Jody Havnot, and I'm here with...
D-Rock.
Hell yeah, D-Rock's back. So what's up?
How y'all doing?
It's been a long time since D-Rock's been feeling good enough to do a podcast, but he is here today. And so what's up, D-Rock?
Same old, same old. I'm glad I finally feel better. I got color back in my skin. I don't look all pasty.
Right, right.
Not running 103 fever every day anymore, so.
Yeah, so most of you know D-Rock's been in the hospital and everything, and we haven't really went too far into it, but he's here today, and I think he wants to let you guys know what's up with him. So, what's up? Tell him what's up.
Well, as most of you know, for about a month there, back in July.
It seemed way longer than a month.
Well, yeah, but I was running 103 fevers because of an infection that I had in my foot.
Right.
And right after the day after contamination that we were at, when we got to meet the man himself, Mr. Ace Frehley.
Right, right.
I got so sick again that I ended up having to go back into the hospital. And they had told me that, you know, with my diabetes and everything, the infection has gotten into my bloodstream so bad that they had to amputate my leg from right below the knee.
Right.
So I've been in the hospital for a long time until I was able to finally move back out of there, but unfortunately I'm not back at home. I'm having to stay at my parents' house.
Right, so we're recording this not in Old Wooby Studio. We're here in D-Rock's parents' living room, actually. It's not so bad, though. It's pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
We're doing all right.
But it sucks, you know, having to stay on the couch the whole time, you know, not right. Really being able to move around, but...
Yeah, but you're doing so much better, man. And he really is doing a lot better out there, Kiss Army. I mean, if you would have seen him, you could probably... look at the pictures from contamination, and I'll take one today or something and post it. He looks totally like a different person. You look healthy again, bro.
I feel healthy again.
D-Rock was
I'm back
was
to the old
rough,
D-Rock.
Dude. Yeah, he's back to himself, so here we are again. Strange Way style. Yes, sir. And that's what's up. So I don't know what the heck we're going to talk about today, but we just wanted to let everyone know that D-Rock is okay, and he's fucking back, and it feels great.
Oh, and... you know, before I am able to move back to my house, you know, we do have to rehab it and handicap it.
Right.
And,
I told people about that, but go ahead and give them another recap of that. Basically, what's up is D-Rock's house isn't ready for him because the hallways and shit are too wide. So what's going on?
Yeah, they have to put a real wheelchair ramp in. And, you know, we have to completely redo one of my showers, you know. By,
right, right.
You know, and... So, you know, not only that, but they have to redo a lot of electrical and plumbing and...
Basically, redo the whole damn house.
Yeah, basically re-gut it and do it again like we did before when we turned it into a house from the pastry shop.
Right.
But, you know, and, you know, plus, you know, since I started dialysis in June, my bill there is, like, up to over $144,833.
Jesus.
You know, and being disabled, you know, you know, I can't work anymore, so my family, you know, we're struggling with money and everything, trying to come up with funds for all this, you know,
right.
So...
It's pretty damn expensive, man.
Yeah, so we're, you know, holding a benefit,
yeah,
you know,
I told
for me
about
and everything, and so if all you fans out there feel like you want to help, you know, fund this with us, you can always send donations, to me. My full name is Derek Hoag. That's D-E-R-E-K HOAG. And, you know, if you wanted to send, you know, anything, you know,
send
to
some
help
cool
us
kiss
out.
Shit.
Yeah, if you wanted
but
to try
funds
to
would
help
be more
out,
appreciated, probably.
Yes.
You know, you can send it to 5104. It's 5104 West Main Street, Belleville, Illinois, 62226. Anything, you know, you guys could do to help us out, you know, would greatly be appreciated.
Yes. Yep.
And we're going to be doing a benefit. I think the date got moved. It was originally going to be on the 9th of November, but it's being moved back due to that place being booked. So we're trying to figure out where the hell we're going to do it. But we are going to have some bands. We're going to have a party. And we're going to raise a bunch of funds for our boy D-Rock.
50-50 drawings.
All that
kind
of shit.
We got some different distributors, I think Denise said, that's going to donate alcohol, you know,
right,
stuff for us to give away for drawings. So
I'm working on like a wet t-shirt contest, but the girls have to be in Kiss makeup, and instead of water, we're going to use blood. So it's going to be like a bloody t-shirt contest with girls in Kiss makeup. What do you think?
Awesome.
So
awesome.
If there's any women listening that want to sign up for that, hit us up on our Strange Ways Facebook. All right.
Yes.
So it's going to be a fucking rock and roll party, and it's going to be for a good cause, because we need to get D-Rock back home. I mean, he's all good out here at his mom and dad's, but he needs to get back home, you know?
Yeah, plus I still need to get fitted for my prosthetic leg once
true
it heals up, so.
True. But all in all, D-Rock's feeling a whole lot better, and he's still with us, and for a little while there, that was a question of will he or will he not be, because, man, oh man, our boy was sick as fuck.
Yeah, I was out there cruising around the galaxy with Ace Frehley.
Yeah, visiting Jindal. It's pretty good. So, I don't know.
That is one party planet.
Cosmic.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, send something D-Rock's way if you like. It could even be just like some Kiss-related goodies. I mean, you'd like that, right?
Yeah, or a Get Well card or
anything
whatever,
you want.
You know.
Women, send them some freaking Polaroids. Gene Simmons style.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Naked Gene Simmons pictures,
right,
of girls,
right,
would be nice, too.
Yeah. So, D-Rock, I was telling D-Rock before we started this thing, I'd seen this other Kiss tribute the other day, and they were called Almost Kiss. They were pretty good and all that. They, you know, they rock. But
yes.
Recently I saw on Facebook that Strutter's coming.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to go see Strutter again coming up here. I think it's some at the early November. I'm actually going to have to take off work, but it's going to be worth it. Cause, dude, you remember the first time we saw Strutter at Metal's Edge and like...
That was a blast, man.
It was like probably, what, 92?
Yeah.
I mean...
We had just graduated high school.
I don't even know, but it's like Kiss wasn't even... They were out of makeup, so like Strutter comes out, and I'd never seen it. Kiss tribute.
That was
before.
Like the first time I got to see anything related to Kiss with them in makeup.
It was awesome.
You know, so they, it was just like seeing Kiss.
It was better than seeing the real Kiss of the time, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I freaked out when I saw him. It was like seeing Kiss in a club, you know? It was awesome. And what about that girl?
Oh my God.
I don't know if we should
tell. The chick in the skirt.
Oh man. I guess we should tell these people. We've told them worse stories, probably.
Yes.
Oh man. Get this. So the place is completely, I don't know, around, there was Metal's Edge had like a pretty low stage, maybe like a foot and a half off the ground, and it had like a tongue that came out down the middle even.
Yeah.
But people were packed in to see these guys, right?
Yes.
I mean, you couldn't, it was like packed, like sardines in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean.
And all these hot,
hellacious,
like metal chicks of the day with like the black skirt with like the Morrison type belt that's like silver rounded, like, you know
yeah
what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
And their hair was all big, and there was just nothing but hot chicks there at this Kiss
Strutter
deal. I mean,
this was the
deal
time of, you know, where they were wearing the short mini skirts, you know, with like the
big hair,
the half shirts, you know? It was
yeah
all hot bellies, you
hot
know?
Hot bellies, big hair, and tight little asses, and fishnets, and I don't know.
Yeah, with like
it was
the
a magical
thigh
time
highs
in
yeah
metal, I guess you could say, as far as the chicks. They all looked pretty damn good in those days.
It was like the girls you would see in a Motley Crue or
right
Aerosmith video.
Totally.
You know?
Groupie style, you know,
yeah,
like heavy metal sluts. That's what we call them. But in a fond way. Not in like a derogatory
not like
manner.
They are actually sluts, but
no, but that's
you
just
know,
that's just
they dressed like it.
Yeah. So anyway, the Strutter's rocking and tell them about what happened. This.
Well, there was this one really, really hot chick that was wearing like this little plaid schoolgirl skirt.
Hell yeah.
You know, and she came up and was all like grinding on me in the on the front of her, you know. And
yeah, mind you, everyone's packed in, so it's like even if she wasn't grinding you, your junk would have been like pressed into her ass anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And, well, packed. You know, I was a horny little teenager.
Yeah.
You know,
to say the least.
So, you know, she's like grinding on me, you know.
Yeah, and, big time.
And feeling me up, you know. And
yeah. D-Rock so, had a super chubbed.
Oh, dude, super chub wasn't the word for it.
Right.
And, you know, so I'm just like, what the hell? So I whip my cock out, you know. Like all rubbing it on the back of her skirt while she's all grinding on me and shit, you know.
That was crazy.
And then, like, all of a sudden, you know, it's like her boyfriend comes up and is like, dude, you know. And I just looked at him like, what?
Right.
You know, she came up to me, you know.
Right, right.
So I just kept rubbing my cock on the back of her skirt.
Yeah, and he just, like, went back to the bar and shame, like, a pussy. If someone did that to my old lady, I would have been...
I would have done knocked him out. I wouldn't right. have walked up and said, hey.
Yeah, so you D-Rock know. Still got his dick all basically up this bitch's skirt, you know? It's like, what are you doing? He's basically having sex with her on the in the crowd, more or less. He kind of, like, dry humping her, but his shit's out, you know? And she's got this little, like, fucking schoolgirl get up on, you know? I don't know. So, anyway, continue. Sorry, my bad.
You know, so, I mean, hell, she's still going at it, and she knew I had my cock out, you know, I mean, because she's rubbing on it, right. You know, basically jerking me off, you right. know, while I'm rubbing my cock on her ass, you know, through her skirt, you know, and, you know, well, you know.
Hey, it's a kiss show.
Couldn't contain it.
Animals down on the floor.
Spunked all over the back of her skirt. Oh, yeah, big time.
Oh, no.
Had to have been one of the biggest loads I ever popped.
Oh, my God, dude.
What, you didn't see my eyes rolling back in my head?
Well, yeah, but I didn't.
That's
know,
because
I
was fucking blowing my load on her.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I told you.
What did she do?
Nothing. I don't think she knew. She probably found out later when she took her skirt off and saw all the white stains on the back of her skirt.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Strutter, if you're listening, wow.
Thanks for the good memory.
Right. D-Rock's back and in rare form. Jeez Louise. Welcome back, motherfucker. Don't leave you hanging, shit. Yeah, so D-Rock's back and telling crazy stories already. So if you're listening and you were at that show at Metal's Edge and you might
you
be going to Strutter
on
again.
Something on the floor. It probably wasn't beer.
Yeah. I was going to tell the girl, look, man, if you're going to Strutter coming up in November, look for D-Rock. He'll be the guy in the wheelchair, I guess.
Or in the walker.
Yeah, one way or another.
I'll be the one with the stub.
Right. You know, and the kiss tats.
Women, if you want something that's big and 14 inches long, it's right here on the left side of my body.
Jeez.
Oh, wait, that's my stubby leg. Never mind. I walk on the other one.
Right. Jeez. This episode's going nowhere fast. We better get on some Kiss shit.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about the LA Kiss?
I don't know, man. I really don't think they're going to stick around for long.
I don't either, man. It's like when Kiss has a NASCAR, or Kiss has a wrestler, or Kiss has this or that. I think that...
Yeah, the Kiss
it's
wrestler...
It's cool at first, but it's not the band.
Maybe a month.
I think he lasts a little bit longer, but... It's just not the band, you know what I'm saying? You can have as
right.
much crazy
I mean, yeah,
licensing and shit, but
Kiss, it should be
music.
Kiss.
Here's what I want from Kiss. I don't even care about new music anymore. What I really want is all the old shit, all the old video footage that they could possibly dig up, you know, from the day. That's what I want. I don't
and
know
even
what you
like
want.
Stuff from when they were just starting out. You know,
what I'm saying.
From, like
rehearsals.
Before they were famous, you know?
Like all the shit that you wish they would have put on Kissology, you know?
Right.
Instead of just all the same old fucking...
Take all the stuff that they left out and put it out there. Let us have it. We want everything to do with Kiss. Give it to us.
Especially
don't
the old shit.
Don't just pick and choose.
Yeah. It's like, give us the footage of them rehearsing in the loft and shit.
Right. You know, give us everything.
Early gigs, you know.
Us Kiss fans want everything of Kiss. You know, don't just
sort
through it and take what you think, you know, we want and put it out there. Give us everything.
Everything. I think they just try to filter it that way. It's like all the best shit, but...
Well, you know what? Now would be the time to do it because the damn FCC's down, so...
Right. Yeah, give us something. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. Strutter's coming back around. Speaking of older chicks, old girls from our past, guess who I ran into?
Who?
Frickin' Miranda Nye.
Oh my god.
She looked good too, brother.
Really?
Fuck yeah. Still looks good.
Was she walking normal again?
Yeah. Oh boy.
Why don't you tell that story?
I don't want to tell you. Go ahead.
Alright, well... Jody and Clinton had the same PE hour.
Right.
And Miranda was in the same PE hour with them. And she had to have been like the hottest girl in school.
Dude, definitely one of the top five of the hottest chicks of our... Yeah, she was hot, dude. Banging.
And they were playing soccer outside. And this was like total accident. You know? But Clinton was like going to kick the soccer ball. And Miranda was like running to get to the ball at the same time. And Clinton goes full force punt at the soccer ball and misses. And ends up kicking Miranda square in the cooter.
Dude, she felt like a sack of potatoes.
It's like Jody had said, it sounded like a baseball bat hitting a glove.
No, it sounded like a softball hitting
or
like
a softball,
deep, oiled up like catcher's mitt. I felt
and
terrible
man,
for her.
I mean, she hit the ground. I mean, it was a hellacious thud sound.
It was like swat. Like a thunk. Or something, I don't
if
even know.
If you can imagine, like, a professional softball player given one of those...
Yeah, like
beater,
the...
You know,
yeah, the around-the-back type thing.
You know,
windmill,
and
yeah.
And hitting the softball mitt, you can hear it just go, thud!
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like when Clinton tried to kick a field goal with Miranda's pussy.
Jeez. Yeah, it was terrible, man. She fell to the ground and was just like, oh, my God. And I had lunch with her like in the next hour, and dude, she was still like hobbling around her, her poor little hot little pussy was hurting.
You know, I wonder if her kids even came out normal. I bet if anybody has ever seen that movie Goonies and saw Sloth,
right.
The character, I bet her first three children came out looking like that because Clinton fucked her up so bad when he kicked
right.
her. Man, right in the taco.
Damn. I thought you were going to say her children
their
came out looking like Clinton's foot. Some Nike fucking logo.
The kids come out with the Nike imprint of the bottom of its shoe for a face.
Poor Miranda. Yeah, man. Clinton,
I bet every time she thinks of the sports soccer, I bet her pussy starts hurting. You know, because it's like a proven fact, Alvin. Every time a guy sees on a movie somebody get kicked in the nuts, they all automatically cringe and go into the fetal position. I bet Miranda does that every time she sees a soccer game.
I bet she does. Poor Miranda. I don't know. What was funny was, like, I can't remember who it was, but some dude that was kind of like just some fucking ass. I can't remember who, but he's like, do you want me to kiss it and make it better? She's like, fuck you. It's like, jeez, man, have a little decency, brother. Jeez.
Right.
She just fucking got field gold on. Yeah, but anyway, we basically were just wanted to do a quick episode and let D-Rock address his peoples out there, so... You know, we don't have a whole lot to talk about today, but we are going to do the classic Kiss Army roll call.
Hell yeah.
And what sucks is Clinton ain't here to read it, so I may just mispronounce something, you know. But it's a quick and easy one. There wasn't that many people this time. I did it kind of late in the game. Anyways, we want to say hello to Denise Hubs.
What's up, Denise?
What up, Nise? And as always, our boy, Matt Porter, who wanted to say, welcome back.
Word up. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Welcome back. Yeah. You know, he's such a great guy. And, you know, as you know, he was the one that really seemed to care right off the bat about what was going on with you, man.
Right on.
You know?
Thanks a lot, brother, man. Really appreciate it.
Hell yeah. He's a good dude, man. You know, that's just, he's the tops. We got David Cherry on this list. Another cool dude. And we got Ben Mitchell.
What's up?
He had a couple little comments and questions. He wanted to hear our take on what we thought about that Miley Cyrus trying to rip off Gene Simmons all the time now with her tongue and all that.
You know, she's all trying to, she's trying to show that she's grown up, you know, and that she's in adulthood now, but she's going about everything the wrong way.
I don't, dude, that's the path of the Disney star. They start off young and cute. By the time they're 20, they're a step away from porn.
You're grown up. You're not Miley Cyrus anymore, but goddamn. You know, don't be trying to take after Madonna and look like a slut.
I don't mind it, but the Gene Simmons thing, you know, I don't think
she... We appreciate the fact that she likes it.
I don't think that she even is aware.
Even associating it with Gene Simmons.
Nah, she's just all geeked out, I think, is what she's trying to convey.
Pretty much.
Like she's all on drugs and, you know, all geeked out. But, you know, I can remember watching Hannah Montana and shit with Haley when she was little, and I even thought back then, sooner or later, this bitch is going to be doing porn.
Yeah.
You know, that's the path of a Disney star.
I mean, especially look at it this way. Look at her dad. You know,
I don't know.
He got dumbass of the year. I mean, the dude back when he came out had to take classes on how to talk on TV so he didn't seem like such an idiot that he was.
Did he really?
Yeah. He's a dumbass.
Well, he had one glorious mullet. That's the only thing you can really say good about him.
Oh, man. My achy breaky heart goes out for him.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. He probably is feeling real weird watching his daughter a step away from porn, but he is cashing in on it.
Yes.
Ben Mitchell, though, also wanted to... He was under the impression that you sang the Kiss covers.
Thanks for the compliment, brother.
That's Clinton all day, though.
No, I'm just playing the bass on him, but, you know, I do sing, you know, and everything, and I do have my Kiss songs that I do sing, but, you know... When it comes down to recording them, nobody can beat the Clint dog.
Yeah, we put Clinton
can
on
do
everything.
Paul, he can do Gene. I mean, he's just—he's awesome at it, you know.
Yeah.
So we just let him do it.
Yep. Basically, D-Rock plays bass. I do the drums usually. Sometimes D-Rock's done some drums, but it's mostly me.
The way the whole organization is I'm bass. Jody's doing the rhythm and lead guitars, and me and him switch back and forth on the drum parts.
Yeah.
So
basically, and then Clinton comes over and sings them.
Yep.
So yeah, that's how we do it.
But
and,
thanks for the compliment, though.
Right. He also said welcome back as well.
Oh, thank you very much, Ben.
Our boy Steve Boykin's on the roll call, as well as Rocket Ride.
Right on,
our
boys.
We will reschedule, guys. We were supposed to have them on the episode right after Contamination, and D-Rock got sick, and then we've just been fucking slacking ever since. But now that you're back, we'll schedule that.
Yeah, we're definitely working on trying to find a way that we can get them on the show as soon as I'm able to get back into my house. So
right. Speaking of Rocket Ride, Brian and Coonrod himself signed up. So that's the drummer, SBC Chris. He says hello,
Brian.
And welcome back, and wants to reschedule. So that's cool. As do I. Up next, we got Simmons. Peter Paul Fraley. Simmons, Peter Paul Fraley. Right on. What up? Thanks for listening. We got Dan Harp, who we usually have. We got The Waz from Green Bay. We got Emmanuel Adams. He wants to know about the book, but you haven't read it yet, so we'll wait for that.
No, I do plan on getting it.
I finished it.
From Jody,
I'm
going
to give it to you later.
I'll be able to read up on it here shortly.
I will say that it's my favorite Kiss book that I've read. I haven't read them all, though. I don't know. I really liked Kistery in the day, too, though. I thought it was a little pricey, but it was fucking badass. But I really liked the Nothing to Lose. I thought it was pretty damn good, and I really enjoyed hearing from people that I like outside of Kiss, like fucking Dolls and the Ramones.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading it.
You know, punk rock. I'm all about punk rock. Kiss is one of the only bands I listen to that isn't punk rock, even though they kind of are. But anyways, who else? Did we say Emmanuel Adams? Yes, we did. Yeah. We got the Lion Man from Austin, Texas. Chris Lyon. What's up, brother?
What's happening?
I'm trying to do this one quicker than we usually do because the last episode, the fucking roll call took 20 damn minutes.
Let's stop this pussyfooting around.
But we do appreciate each and every one of you guys. Right? We got Core Ledger Stee, according to Clinton's pronunciations. That's how you're supposed to say it. So what's up, Core? Who's next? HMJ.
What's up, Jim?
Heavy Metal Jim. He's always around, and we love him.
My boy.
Adam Perkins says, he says, the puppet says, I'm alive and well. Where am I? Kind of like off exposed, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's like where when in the
Ace,
world is.
Right.
Our fine Waldo or whatever.
Right. He's hanging in a fucking Kiss warehouse.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
In the fucking vault. And the last one on this short list that we got this time is our boy Craig Smith.
What's up, Craig?
I just listened to Pods and Sods. Loved it. It's his new thing. I'm actually going to be a guest on there sooner or later. We're going to talk some, we may talk Kiss. We may talk other shit. I'm obsessed with a whole lot of bands besides Kiss, so it will work out. Who else? What else we got to tell these people? I don't know. We don't have a cover to play in. Oh, yeah. Someone had said something about, you know, what do we listen to other than Kiss? It's like, dude, the list is really long. I'll give you a couple quick examples. My whole life I've been obsessed with Ramones. Kiss and Misfits are like my three favorite when I was little. But, you know, everything else I like a lot of times is punk rock. I've been really into Masked Intruder lately. I really like the Menzingers a lot lately, too. What about you? What have you been listening to the last while, D-Rock? That new Striper?
Yeah,
I love it, too.
I'm a big Striper fan. The Zeros.
That was on Facebook yesterday, I believe.
I like Megadeth, Motley Crue, Metallica.
D-Rock's the metal
Danzig,
side.
Misfits.
Right. All that
Kiss,
kind of shit.
Obviously.
Right.
You know.
D-Rock likes the heavier side of shit, whereas I like shit loud and fast. I don't know. But yeah, we all love Kiss, and that's what this is really about. Anyway, so it's all good. So yeah, that's your questions. We didn't have too many this time, which is all good. We just mainly want to let you know that D-Rock's doing okay and let you hear from the old guy himself in the flesh.
Yeah, I'm the baddest one-legged ass kicker out there.
Yep. And stay tuned. We'll give you the exact dates on the when this benefit is. And if you wanted to send something, you could do that. You know, he gave you the address earlier. If you didn't write it down, rewind, you know. Unless you want to say it again. You want to give him that address.
Yeah, if you want to send any donations or
Kiss goodies,
anything, you know.
Polaroids,
right.
Bottles of lube. What else you got?
Yeah, send it to Derek Hogue. That's
somebody.
DerekHoag at 5104. West Main Street, Belleville, Illinois, 62226.
Yep. Don't send any bombs there, motherfuckers.
Man, they are serious. Yeah, or anthrax, you right. know.
Send Kiss shit, or monies, or anything you want. Get well soon cards, you know, whatever. Demos of
girls
your band.
Dressed up in Kiss makeup, you know.
Mm-hmm. Polaroids.
Nude or wet t-shirt, you know, doesn't bother me.
And don't forget to let us know on Facebook if you want to be a part of the bloody t-shirt contest and Kiss makeup for
you
ladies.
Yeah, I will definitely be one of the judges in that.
Yep, me too, as well as Clinton. And if you want to get up, we need one more judge. Let us know if you want to be in on that, see some bloody tits.
If
Kiss
not,
makeup.
You know, the Strange Ways crew is good enough for judging, you know.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a good time, and hopefully we'll raise a whole lot of money for D-Rock, and it'll be great. But anyways, I think we're going to call this one a night, and just want to say thanks again for listening, and we got some cool shit coming. We just wanted to do a mini-sode and let you guys hear from D-Rock, so I think you got to do that.
Yeah, I just want to say again, you know, thanks for all the concern, you know, and the best wishes and everything. I really appreciate it coming from our fans. And
they were pouring in on Facebook.
I'm glad that I'm back.
Me too, brother.
Plus, it'll be a lot funnier now because I'm back to 100% health. So
he's not feeling like shit while
recording.
The wild,
crazy, obnoxious D-Rock is back, so beware.
Yes, it is. Beware. That's it. All right. Kiss Army, once again, thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next time. Good night. All right, Kiss Army, that's another episode of Strange Ways going down in the books. We hope you really enjoyed it as much as we did doing it. We always have a good time doing these things, and we hope that you really like listening to them. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned, and we want to invite you to join us on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, Stitcher. Dude, just Google it. You'll find us. Anyways, thanks again for listening, and as Ace might say,
keep on rocking.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, f***. Oh, f***, Lee. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine Gene with like a with like a washtub bass. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theory. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Montco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Someone, somewhere, is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkist.
This is time, I think, for a PSA, a public service announcement. Girls, are you lonely? Do you like the way guitars sound? Well, combine pleasures. Get a rock star and fuck his pants off. Thank you.